Hey guys, it is your host, Fun Strong James, bringing you a brand new segment called Your Conversations with God, where I'm going to be interviewing a few of my friends and a few guests to share what their conversations with God sound like. You guys listen to my conversations with God Monday through Saturday, and the Holy Spirit, in a conversation, said it'll be a good idea to share how other people hear from me so that it can help and inspire those who say that they haven't been able to hear from me. So guess what, guys? We are on assignment by God. Let's strap in and let's take a listen at our next guest as they share from their prayer what the Holy Spirit said to them. We're bringing the prayer closet to the podcast. Hey, Brandy.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the podcast. Y'all, welcome Brandy Harrington to the podcast, this Sunday segment called Your Conversations with God. I'm super excited to welcome Brandy. And y'all are in for a real treat because she's laughing, y'all. But y'all are in for a real treat with Brandy because she is, first of all, just an amazing person. She hears from God, and that's why she's on the podcast today. So without any further ado, we're not going to prolong this at all because I want y'all to hear from this woman of God. Brandy, tell us a little bit about who you are so the podcast listeners can get to know you, for the ones that don't know you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Fawn, for having me here. I am Brandy Harrington. I am a wife, a mother of two girls, as well as I'm a real estate broker / investor, and now I'm an author. So I Yay. Have a lot on my plate.
To say the least, right? To say the least, yes. So let's talk about, you know, the whole purpose of this podcast, the reason the Lord told me to start doing this is to help other people listen to, you know, guests and friends of mine and how they hear from God, hear from the Holy Spirit. People hear from me every day, Monday through Saturday. And so the Lord was like, okay, why don't you start inviting some of your friends and guests who have shared with you how they hear from the Lord so that you can share that with the people. So my first question is, when did you start hearing from the Lord?
You know, I when I think about that question, honestly, I go back to, I've been hearing him, but I didn't know I was really hearing him. And I say that because I have books and excuse me, I have a lot of journals with notes and things that go back for years. And I look at all of those things and I think about those things often and I'm like, wow, God was talking to me then, but I didn't think that was really God. But it wasn't until I really started to go through some things and really, especially for those who may or may not know my story, my mother got sick very suddenly. And it was during that time that I was pressing into God a lot more. And when I look at notes and I go back through journals and I look at entries and, you know, I recall the things that I was writing down during those times. And then the scriptures that were going with it and some of my confessions and my affirmations. And that's when I really started to know that God was speaking through me. I just needed to continue to press into him to learn and to continue to hear him say more things about whatever that topic was. So for me, specifically in terms of years, it was really around the last few years where I really was starting to get more intently focusing my efforts to hearing from God.
Right. So basically when you started pressing in, that's when you were able to recognize it. But as you said, he was always talking to you. You just didn't acknowledge that that's who it was.
Correct.
Yeah. Where you probably were like me, because you're a strong type A personality like me. And you probably were thinking like I was thinking like woman's intuition or like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Just experiences and
But you realize as you press more into God, it's like, oh, that really wasn't me. That was him.
Exactly. And I think that's what you think about. I know people are like, well, how do you know it's God? And it's like, for me now, documenting those conversations, going back over those conversations, having the journals to really help me see myself, you realize that wasn't me. That was really the Holy Spirit talking through me, and even just bringing things back into my remembrance to recall certain, scriptures that would, I was jotting things down. I know how you writing so fast, and you look back at those notes and you say, wow, you almost know then, God, you were speaking to me. I wasn't coming up with all of this on my own. And that's when I knew God has been speaking to me. I just needed to press in to continue to further that relationship. And one of the things that I think about when, like, well, what was I doing? Like, help me understand what was I doing to get there. And I started to shift my mind even when I would come in to start to hear from him, is that I shifted my mind from instead of just starting and just, okay, let me go through these rituals. I would welcome God. I would welcome him in a place that I wanted him to, make sure it was like, if somebody came over to your house, you want to feel welcome. And for me, that's when I was like, when I go and I look back and I retrace my steps, when I really was starting to get serious and press in, and I welcomed him into my thoughts and to, moving forward and into my life, that's when I seen a difference in my notes. I seen a difference in my prayer time with him, because it was like a guest. It's like you don't want a guest to, see things that's just bad, but you really want someone that's a part, like that's there, that understands, and you feel welcome. You'll share just like you and I sharing. When you feel welcome, then that you're like, oh, they want me here. And for me, when I look back at those notes, when I was welcoming and telling God, no, I want you here, I need you here, that's when he said, okay, I know now that you want me here. Let me show you now more of who I am.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so good. Because when we welcome his presence in, that's really what he wants from us, to welcome him in. And I totally agree. It's like, if you like me, you've been praying your whole life, pretty much. You grew up as a believer. But then when you got serious and when you really started pressing in and just saying, Lord, I want to feel your presence in this place right now, that's when he's like, okay, now I'm going to release things to you. And that's so key, because a lot of times we can be praying and we like, but I'm not getting any answers. I'm not hearing from him. And that's probably because we haven't welcomed his presence in them. That's so good. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, you definitely got to welcome his presence, because a lot of people, like, this is really a key thing. A lot of people pray, but not everybody hears from the Holy Spirit when they pray.
And I
And
think
that is so key.
it's because, and God, even when I think about it now, even as we're talking about, God is saying, when you welcome me in, you're allowing me to say, God, take over. You're allowing me to be able to come into your life and say, remove the thorny things that I've allowed to get into my heart, the hardening of my heart, the things that I've been allowing myself to continue to think it was okay. And then you'll see a new thing come up, because I'm going to remove that stuff that was continue to kind of blind you, to keep you away from me, to keep you from hearing me, because then you won't even want to have that appetite for that anymore. But when you welcome me, when you say, God, no, I need you here, you're welcome here in this place, your presence is needed in this place, I can't function without you, you are surrendering. You're surrendering to the things that I have for you, and you want to see it come, but you want my help. And so then I know that you're serious, and you're saying, okay, let me take you deeper, let me go and let me show you more of who I am and what I can do in your life, if you, now that you're telling me that you're welcoming me and you need me. And that's what I learned in my prayer time, and really knowing that, okay, God has been speaking to me.
Yeah, that is so good. That is so good. And that answered my question about how know it was him. How do you how did you know it was him? So you knew it was him as you began to press in even more and begin to recognize it. How do you capture what he says to you. You mentioned your journals. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, you mentioned having to write real fast. So how do you capture what he's saying when he's downloading things to you? How do you capture it?
So I capture them through journals. I write things down. I realize that is my outlet now. I am a planner. So for me, when I start my mornings with prayer, you know, again, we're welcoming him, and I just start praying in the spirit and really just hearing from him. And then from there, I capture the conversations after that down in the journal. I really either, you know, sometimes I write from things that I heard him say specifically. Oftentimes I am just waiting to hear just like, okay, what is he going to say? Because sometimes, you know, he's like, let me, it's not going to always be the same. And I think for me now, I've learned not to put God in the box.
Right.
And I say that because if we only expect God to move every time in this manner, then we won't see him in a new facet. And God is not a God that you can put in a box. So there's times when God will speak in my life in time. And I use time like this. God will wake me up. And it'll be a certain time. 3:56 was one time he woke me up. Now, when I get up, I look at the clock. I know that means he wants me to look at that time. But each of those times is going to reference a scripture. So I've learned that sometimes he talks to me that way. And I'll capture it down. And when I get in the closet, I'll go into looking for what does this 3:56 mean? What is that? What scripture? And he always shows me different things. He always shows me a new facet of him. When I went to the 3:56, it was actually 56:3 when God was really trying to show me some things about being afraid. I was talking to him about trusting him. And in Psalms 56:3, that's when he was telling me not to be afraid, to put my trust in him. Every time I'm afraid, that means that I'm not trusting him. So I need to start really understanding him more. And that's when he woke me up at that hour to explain that to me. And that's just how he talks to me. And that's just one way. So I think for me, journaling it, writing it down, going back over my notes, I'm able to have it now where when I need those conversations, you know, I'm able to go back and reference those and really start reminding myself when I kind of lose focus. Wait, what did God tell you? What is it that he's spoken specifically to you about this situation? And that's what we're going to remember. And that's what we're going to stand on. We're going to remember every time something comes up. What was the verse today? What's the scripture for today? Let's keep that in your mind. And let's not, whatever this negativity, get the best of you. And remember what God has said. Because what can mere mortals do to you when you got God on your side? So when I think about that, I'm like, oh, okay, what are we worried about for next?
You know, exactly.
When
exactly.
You know, mere mortals compared to God, come on. So I really have learned to, you know, in those moments, those scriptures and those moments mean so much. And by me reflecting, it helps me go through whatever season I'm in.
Yeah. One of the things that I want to point out that you said that I think is really good is that how he woke you up and how he even revealed to you the timing of looking at the time and then connecting that with scripture. I think that is just so amazing how he did that with you. You know what I'm saying? Like and I'm sure that'll help some of our listeners too, how he woke you up at a certain time and you took that time and literally and figuratively took the time to figure out what this time actually means. You know, like, why do I keep waking up at this time? Why do I keep waking up at this time? And then actually going to scripture. And I remember in an earlier conversation you and I had, you said sometimes you have to sit with it a little bit because it'll be 3:56, but it'll be 56:3, you know, whatever the scripture is. But that just goes to show you that you are making sure that you're pressing in and giving the Lord time to reveal what it really means. And I think that is so important because, you know, we are the generation, we are the microwave generation. Now we got air fryers, you know.
I love my air fryer.
I just got one. So I'm learning to love mine, but we are the generation that we're like, okay, Lord, you know, what should I do about this? Mm-hmm. And he, it's not that he can't answer us quickly, because right. he definitely can. But why would he? Why would he answer us quickly? Because he knows if I answer you too quickly, you're really not going to spend as much time with me that I want you mm-hmm. to spend with me. And we all know microwave food is okay. But when you roast it, when you roast food, when you, you know, really take time and grill and put some, you know, put some time into it, it actually mm-hmm. tastes better. And the Holy Spirit is like, I want you to spend time with me. So I'm not going to give you the answer right away because I have you haven't proven to me that you're not going to run off and not come back for another year. You know, and I think that's so good that you said that, because you actually took time to figure out, okay, why do I keep waking up at 3:56? Mm-hmm. You know, some people, I know when that used to happen to me, I used to be like, Lord, what did I eat? Why do I keep?
Now, I'll be honest, this is not just a, oh, I just woke up and decided, oh, this must mean that. Literally, I remember one day when he would wake me up again various times, and I used to be like, I remember going to the client, like, God, you know I love sleep, right? Like, you know, like, even, I'll be honest, like, even when I was pregnant, I used to tell my daughters, listen, mommy will do whatever you want me to do, but just let me sleep up until, like, at least no earlier than, like, 5:30-ish. But don't wake me up about 3, 4, because I would always say that is, like, I love to sleep. And I remember saying that, and so that I used to jokingly say that, so when God will start waking me up and interrupt my sleep, of course, I can't say, God, why are you waking me up? I just start saying, God, why am I up? And, you know, a lot of times when I would say that, when he would just wake me up, I didn't know why he was waking up. But then I used to say, okay, well, I'm up. And I used to say, it's a reason I'm up. Okay, Lord, what is the reason? Why am I up? And I didn't necessarily start off saying, I just woke up every day and he just told me to go look at time. I just would start saying, let me just go read. And maybe I need to, there's a scripture or something. Again, not correlating the time to a scripture at that point. It was just, maybe I need to get into the word. Maybe I need to pray for somebody. So I would be in silence. Because if you think about it, at 3, 2, 4 o'clock in the morning, who's up?
Right.
No one. But that's when God really said, no one else. You don't have anything else to do. Of course, I've interrupted your sleep. Now you'll hear me. Because there is no distractions from everything else. Now you have me and you can hear from me and I can talk to you. I can download some things to you. I don't want you, or maybe there's some things you're going through that you probably have secretly told me in your heart and I'm trying to answer it, but I haven't had your attention, but I got it now because guess what? I've interrupted your sleep. Right. And so the more I started realizing those interruptions weren't designed to hurt me, it was more so to help me. I started to welcome them. Again, we're talking about welcoming. I welcome them not as a interruption, but more so God is about to download or show me something and get me ready. And even though the next morning, you know, you're like, well, what about sleep? God will restore that. But I know I had to start saying, let me welcome those interruptions because they're needed and they're necessary. And that's when I started changing my perspective on being awakened in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's so good, because most of the time, that's when he's trying to talk to us, when we don't have so many things open. I'm sitting here now and, you know, my computer is in front of me, and it, when you were talking, it just made me think about how I can't download a new app. I can't download anything to my computer when I got 27 tabs open. It actually makes my computer operate slower. Mm-hmm. You know, the computer is fine, but it's trying to do too much. And so that's just like how we are. The Lord is trying to download some new things, but you got 27 tabs open in your mind. You got all kind of things going on. And you notice he waits until you get some rest. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like keep you from going to sleep. You actually get some rest and he wakes you up closer to the time for you to get up. Correct. So that you will have had
he's a
generous guy.
Mm-hmm. He does, and he's so faithful. And as I think back, even when I can look at the time now, I say, okay, Lord, can in like 2 more hours, can we revisit this? And he'll say, that's fine, and I can go right back to sleep. And then 2 hours, whatever that, you know, that wake up time, I'll get up and that time will be on my mind and I'll rush to be able to again welcome him because I'm excited because I need to know what it is. Almost it's like a scavenger hunt, like what is he gonna speak to me today? And you get excited for those interruptions because you don't ever know what God is gonna say. Again, we don't want to put God in a box, but we know that whatever he's about to download to us or whatever he's about to say is gonna be a word that we needed to know to be able to face whatever we're going through. And it's just now comforting to know that, you know, like the last few nights I haven't gotten up. So he's been showing me, you know, things in other ways, but he's always on time. And when those interruptions come, I get excited now because I'm like, God is going to show me something that I probably hadn't thought about. And of course, I don't know the Bible inside and out, but when I see these scriptures and they are always timely to whatever that situation is, I'm excited because I'm knowing, God, you are answering my prayers. You're confirming some things and you're reminding me of some forgotten about it just for whatever reason, didn't even know or know that it even was a promise of yours. So when I can go back and recall your promises, it makes these situations manageable. And it's like, you know what? Again, mere mortals, what are you going to do when God is on my side?
That's right. That's right. Oh, that's so good. I want to shift us a little bit because what the listeners don't know, but what I know, and I want you to share with them, you said you were an author. So I want you to tell us about your creation, and then I want you to tell how it came about, how it came to be, because I think it is so pertinent to hearing from God.
So I am an author, a new author, because I spoke about earlier really finding myself pressing more into God when my mother got sick. And when my mother got sick, suddenly I was in the hospital. And, you know, it was at that point I realized I also had to take over my mother's financial affairs based on her diagnosis. And in doing so, I remember sitting there saying, okay, Mom, I know I have to be responsible now for, you know, obviously paying our bills. Let's talk about what those accounts and things look like, because now at this time I've run out of time and suddenly I have to fix all of these things and, you know, maintain all of your affairs. And so I started talking about her accounts and her financial information, where things were. And then it was at that point that I realized I had wasted a lot of time, things that we should have been had discussed before now, we didn't. And I was stuck in a scrambling mode in a confusion situation because now I'm trying to figure this out. And so I remember, you know, writing down different, you know, headings and things for her. I was going to write a journal of her financial affairs so that when she got past this situation, I would have all of her information in one place because I was like, okay, I don't know her, you know, the mortgage information. I don't have the bank account routing number. I mean, I just needed all these account numbers. And so going through all of that, God was telling me to, you know, downloading different things on what's asked and things to kind of remind myself on what I needed to do. And of course, throughout that process, my mother, unfortunately, she didn't make it. And I didn't get all the information. And I remember putting the journal down and walking away from it. And I remember getting up one day and God telling me, he said, I was listening to a scripture and I was obviously going through a lot of pain and this listening to this podcast and this man of God, he was just saying, what's in your hands? And I remember looking at that journal and I remember God saying, you got to finish this. And I was like, why? My mother's not here. You know, why do I need to finish this? And he said, but it's not about you. It's not just about you. This is not just about you. There's a lot of people who are going through the same thing. And you have to realize that what I've given you is the basis for what a lot of other people are going through and the things that they have. They weren't asking these questions. So help people understand to have this uncomfortable conversation sooner than later, because when they do, it'll change their hearts. It'll change how they talk and have these conversations with their families. So again, I understand and we will work through your pain, but this is not all just about you. And when he said that to me, it changed everything. And that's how Coins was birthed.
And it's Coins, C-O-I-N-Z. Trademark.
It is.
Because Brandy is definitely about her coin. That story, I'm over here trying not to get all teared up, you know, just hearing you tell the story about your mom. And Brandy was so kind to gift me with the coins journal, because that's what it is. And as she was talking about it, it has all the different things that you need. And it's so funny that Brandy and I, we've known each other for a while now. We attend the same church. We're part of the same sorority. We went to the same university, Jackson State University. And what's interesting is that when Brandy came along with the journal, for some odd reason, and I know it's not odd, it is no squeaky thing, but my father, my dad, just, you know, he's always like, I need you to go to the bank. I need you to get on this account. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. And, you know, and before, it used to just kind of, to be honest and totally transparent, and I would just tell my mom this, I'm like, okay, that is really, you know, seriously, like, all this preparation, it was like so much preparation, and I didn't want to be dealing with that. I'm like, okay, dad, but my dad has worked for a funeral home since I was born, basically, like almost born, pretty much like a couple of years after I was born, he's worked in a funeral home. And so my dad deals with death daily. And it's, for him, it's not uncomfortable. So he would always come telling us, oh, I got this taken care of, the mausoleum, this, and my brother and I would be like, dude, okay, like, we really don't want to hear about this. But the more you go through, burying a loved one and just that process, the more you realize how much we don't know, how many conversations were never had, and how much struggle families have to go through for lack of knowledge. The Bible says we perish for lack of knowledge, and it's not, perish doesn't always mean a physical death, but we are death to, you know, like knowledge of information of how there could be money, legacy, all kind of things available. But if we don't have those conversations with our family members, then we're struggling unnecessarily, you know? And so I just think what you have created, what God has created you, created you to do, is so super important. And y'all, when I tell y'all, this journal is bad. I'm telling you, when I say bad, I mean good. Bad, like, it is the bomb. Like, I'm trying not to be using old 90s words, but it is the dopest journal ever, because the cover, like, the way, first of all, Brandy is, like, just super great at packaging and all that kind of stuff. Like, when she does something, she's gonna do it with excellence, okay? Brandy is gonna do it with excellence, y'all. So this journal is really, really, it's not just a journal like you go to the store and buy, you know, a little Five Below journal. It's not that at all. It literally, it's what's in the journal that is the most valuable part of the journal. And I know some people look at journals and they're like, well, why would it cost this much? Or why doesn't it cost that? It's because of the information that's in the journal. And the information links to the legacy.
Correct.
And so as I actually was going through the journal with my father recently, and he was so impressed because he's been on me about it. And then for me to bring this tool to the table, you know, it made me look good. So thank you, Brandon, for making me look good. Because I was like, okay, so what about your pension? What about that? So he thought he was ready until I brought the journal to him. But he's like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not as ready as I thought. Let me go.
Amen.
Let me go pull some files. Let me go, you know, have some other conversations that he needed to have in order to get the information to me. So it's like a domino effect. And so I'm just so thankful that you get to share that the Lord used that situation. Like he said, it wasn't about you, but he used you so that you can help others with their legacy, because we are all heirs to Christ, right? But there are some things that we are heirs to on earth. So we have heavenly inheritance, but we also have earthly inheritance as well. And it's so important, just like we need to know the word of God to know what we're getting. We need our coins journal to know what we're getting on earth.
And you know, the scripture God reminded me on is that, you know, when those who pick up these journals, you know, you think about families who go through that you just mentioned, you know, you when you get the information and you're able to fill it out, you think about families who they're trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure out, well, what did he say? Or what did my such and such say? It causes a lot of confusion, right? Mm-hmm. But you, the runner that reads this will be able to read what you wrote down. There is no confusion. There is no guessing and, you know, trying to figure it out, because I've already given you the instruction. God tell me, just like I told you in my word, where your promises are on certain things. The same concept is with this journal, because now they don't have to worry about, well, wonder, did he have a policy or did he have this? No. It's all written down, but you just got to go look for it and read it so that you can be able to have the right information to be able to run, to go ahead and do what I've told you to do. And to your point, generations now change. Now you have these policies. You know, a lot of people think, well, I don't want to tell people about my policy. I don't want my family to know. Why? That's a heart issue. Heart issue. Because think about it. Who do you want to have that information? The state? Right. You know, think about that, and then you're changing generations. If anything that I can do, if I can be able to make sure my daughters are set up and be able to make sure that generation and then that generation is taken care of, that's the legacy that you want to leave. Just like we got God who's left the ultimate legacy, right? Mm-hmm. Why would we not want to mirror our Father?
Right.
You know, and I think it just has to come down to us changing our mindset on what we value in terms of we want to hoard it for ourselves, but it's not even about us. God told me, he's like, this is not about you. This is about other people. And when you're a giver, it means, again, you can freely give. You can't take it with you anyway. Then it changes your perspective on where you put your value.
Yeah.
And that's what you get when you download that information in the journal. You're giving that information to your kids to see it, their kids to see it, your family members to say, wow, my family, you know, this is who they are. And then they start shifting their conversations, and then they replicate that behavior.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's so good. That's so good. It has a lasting effect. Your children's 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 children, right? I'll get to benefit from these conversations. So, as a final question, and then before we end, I do want you to share with the audience how they can get their own journal and how they can get in contact with you. But before we get to that point, I want to ask this pop-up question. What was the last assignment God gave you?
The last assignment that God gave me. Honestly, as I think about this pop-up question, I'm hearing him say surrender. Mm. He's telling me that I've assigned you to surrender, and that surrendering now means to trust me more. Mm. And he's showing me different ways though, how I've been, again, I'm a planner, and how I'm trying to plan everything. And now he's telling me, yeah, you can plan certain things, but you got to surrender to me and not have it all. So, you know, boom, bullet point, this, this, that, and the third. And now that I've learned how to, and learning to surrender, I'm seeing things that where I used to put a lot of stress in things. Like, I'm like, wait, this happened. And I'm just saying, you know what? I'm going to walk away. Lord, you know what needs to happen with this. I'm just going to go and do whatever, you know, the next thing that I'm supposed to do. And I'm going to leave this over here for you. And every time now that I've started changing my focus, things are starting to happen a lot more easier than it would be if I was trying to make it happen for myself. So that surrendering is what he's really been working with me to do. And I know that, it, you know, the more I continue to pass this test, it'll help me in other areas.
Yeah.
So
that's what and it's a, a daily surrender.
Oh yeah,
it's a daily surrender. And I think that's the part, you know, as high achievers, educated people, you know, when we achieve a certain level, you're like, boom, I've made it. But when it comes to God and this walk, you never make it. It's a daily, you know, death to flesh. You gotta die to your flesh every day. You gotta surrender every day. So it's just like every day, just like you get new mercies, he give us new fresh mercies every day, and we have to in turn surrender every day, you know, in order to receive those mercies and receive that blessing. So that's so good. So surrendering, that was your last assignment. That's so good. That's so good. I'm glad you shared that. Now, getting to the part that I'm excited about. I'm excited. Tell us how we can connect with you, and also how people can get their hands on a coins, and y'all know it's COINZ. Okay.
Yes.
Coins Journal.
Okay, so you can connect with me. I'm on all social media platforms at My Coins COINZ Journal. That's Facebook, on Instagram, even we tweet. But all of those platforms is My Coins Journal, and you will be able to go there and obviously connect with me on social media platforms. And you can go to our website, www.mycoinsjournal.com. And you can go, and there's a lot of great things and resources on the My Coins Journal website. And if need be, and you want to just go straight to our last way, you can go to Amazon.com, and we do have journals, only journals at the Amazon site. But go to the website, you can see a lot more other resources and different things for the Coins Journal and other different products.
Awesome, because she does. She has merch, y'all. She has pins. Yeah. Okay, she gonna have you ready to get these coins. And yeah. Speaking of, you mentioned when you did your introduction and was telling people about you, you mentioned being a real estate investor and a broker. So y'all, Brandy is all about coins, and I've been encouraging her to start having some coins conversations, because when I say this girl can flow when it comes to money, the Lord favors her. Like, literally, ideas for money, the Lord truly favors her. So I've been encouraging her. So y'all go to her. Y'all, look, we're gonna start a petition or something. Go to her website and be like, hey girl, I heard that you was doing some coins conversations. Where are those? So, yes. Brandy, I appreciate you, first of all. I say we, it's just me over here, but I appreciate you so much for doing this episode of the podcast. I know and trust that the listeners have been inspired and enlightened just from hearing how you hear from God and how you heard from God for something that is so impactful to us and the next generations and the next generations following us. So I thank you so much for coming on the podcast, and I know God will continue to favor you. And I want you guys to make sure you patron Brandy. I want you to go to My Coins Journal and get your copy of this journal. Like, just do it. Don't even question it. This is one of those things where you just do it, and you start having those conversations. This blog is all about conversations. Conversations change everything, just like Amen. Prayer. Because prayer is really a conversation with the God. Lord, right? Amen. So conversations change everything. And I want everybody that's listening, I want to encourage you and implore that you go and get this journal and make sure that you start the conversations with your family and fill it out. And we're going to change the world. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. So thank you so much for having me. And you are over there with somebody, you and Holy Spirit and Father sitting in there. So okay. Yes, we are over there together. So I appreciate it. So I understand. So I talk in we sometimes. People are like, is it more than one person? I'm like, yeah, me and the Holy Spirit.
Exactly. And
God. So it's a we, because I can't do any of this without me. So
I cannot do none of it. So you are right. I will make sure I say we. Like, you got a whole team. Yes, I do. I got a team of three and me. It's four.
There you go. So we all have an army. So yeah, so I definitely say we a lot. So thank you so much for having me. Thank you for being a part of this. You know, your blog and even just your podcast have changed me. You've downloaded a lot of great things into my life, and I look forward to your podcast. And definitely, I mean, obviously you have a following and they see the blessing of this. So I'm just asking for favor for God to just supernaturally bless you even further than what you even had planned for yourself, that it goes even beyond your wildest dreams. And I know God is faithful. This is just a platform for so many other things. So I am so happy to be a part of this, and thank God for the opportunity to be here on your stage for this moment, because you're going to only go higher. And I just feel God's telling me, it's get ready.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I'm like emotional. I don't know. I'm being a straight up crybaby these last few weeks. I have just been so emotional. Thank you so much, Brandy. I received
Amen.
that. And I know God is taking all of us higher. And when we're just surrendered, like you said, and just be obedient. And that's what the podcast, my podcast earlier on Saturday. I'm gonna say on Saturday, because y'all know we be recording this on Saturday, but it comes out on Sunday. But Saturday's podcast was about a smooth path. When we are obedient to God, He will make the path so smooth for us. So thank you once again, Brandy Harrington, for showing up on the podcast. Y'all go check out Brandy at mycoinsjournal.com. Thank you so much, Brandy.
Thank you for having me.
What an amazing episode that was. Oh my goodness, you guys. Listen, your assignment is always going to be, what is your conversation with God? What was that conversation that you had with God this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening? Either way, make sure you're having a conversation with God, and make sure you're listening and tuning in, because He is always speaking in the still small voice. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Have a great day.